This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This is the time of year when many college students unpack their microwaves, get acquainted with their roommates, and say hello to their chemistry professors. But a group of students from Portland, Maine, are embarking on a different journey this semester, life on their own. The five classmates recently graduated from StriveU, an intensive post-secondary education and training program for young adults with developmental disabilities. And as Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports, the students' struggles have been a lesson for those around them, too.
It was a traditional commencement exercise with one major difference. All five graduates of StriveU have Down syndrome or other developmental disabilities, and each delivered a short speech. Brittany Noyes used her speech to thank a staff mentor.
I had so much fun with Kirsten because she helped me with my goals. Sorry. And she was always very nice to me.
To graduate from the first-of-its-kind program, students were required to take several college classes at the University of Southern Maine, get a job, and learn how to manage a checkbook, hail a cab, and plan a menu. In other words, to live as independently as possible. In her tidy efficiency apartment with posters of Ludacris, Bow Wow, and other rap stars over her bed, 27-year-old Christina Mayotte assembles a breakfast sandwich from scratch and talks about what it's like to be on her own. She worries about spending money. She wants to learn how to manage her bills on her laptop. And even after 2 years in a college apartment, she's still adjusting to life away from home.
I believe my mom is the most hardest thing on earth, but I like my independence too.
Do you get lonesome?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's scary being by myself sometimes.
Is it being in charge of your life? Is that what's scary?
Kind of, yeah. And when I have thunderstorms, I'm scared of thunder and lightning and loud noises, sirens and stuff.
Like many of her peers, Mayotte says she was teased all through elementary and high school. She retreated to her bedroom for long stretches at a time. She says Strive helped her to come out and to learn to be more social. Her mother, Irene Mayotte, says she never thought it would be possible.
My thinking was she will never do this. She will never get married. She will never move out of the house. She'll never be on her own. And as the years went by, she changed my mind, teaching me that she is capable of doing a lot of things.
Strive graduates are expected to pay their rent and other bills with the money they earn from their jobs. And while their low-cost housing is subsidized, program administrators and parents estimate that students' independence saves about $40,000 a year in fees to personal attendants. Even more difficult to calculate are the cost benefits to the greater community. Here at the gleaming TD Bank North building in downtown Portland, corporate executives have gotten used to Strive students passing out their paychecks and mingling with them in the lunchroom. For Bank North President William Ryan, the decision to employ Strive graduates was easy. He has two young granddaughters with Down syndrome.
I think there's no limitations. I think it's a shame if companies don't participate in this program. Can StriveU work in every corporate area in America, in every city, in every town? I don't know. In maybe bigger cities, it might be a little more difficult to do. But certainly in communities like Portland, Maine, and other cities that size, it's a very good fit.
Oh, yeah, I need this.
Julie German has worked in the Human Resources Department at TD Bank North for the past 18 months.
There you go.
And while some of her coworkers were initially skeptical about her job placement here, Jay Milligan says German's sheer will to do a good job has changed their minds.
You'll go by the photocopy room and she'll say, okay, now that one's done. I'll put this one over here, and this one's next. And she sort of talks herself through the process, and then she'll say, good, I'm done. And she'll, giggle and squeal. It's so much fun to have her here.
Milligan says sometimes Germaine gets overwhelmed with a task or has a bad day, but coworkers say they've learned to give out hugs more easily and to spot in each other what Julie Germaine has shown them, that everyone struggles and everyone is capable of reaching her goals if given the right tools, patience, and positive reinforcement. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Portland, Maine.